regardless of age, regardless of experience, I realise we're broken. And we carry hurts and pain and disappointments. And this morning I want to encourage you by bringing some hope that in our brokenness, Jesus calls us to follow him and to fish for people. So I want to be honest with you, I'm a broken person. You know, I haven't got it all together. I might be a Baptist minister at Lee College and might look alright, but no, I'm broken. I'm like you. I want to be honest with you. I find life hard. But yet Jesus calls me to follow him and to fish for people. So that's what we're going to look at. Is that alright? We're going to look at Mark chapter 1. And I've got some bits and bobs that Val and Martin are going to give out, if that's alright. Are you happy to give them out now?
Yeah.
A bit of info about what I do. And they're for keeps, so you don't have to buy them, which is Gabby, it's a freebie. Yeah. Gabby's been looking on my website and asking for discount. So here's a little free print. Great. So if I can have the slides on, Jenny, is it working? Is it happy? Oh, there we go. So Mark chapter 1, and we'll look at following and fishing. So the bits that Val and Martin are giving you, from the college, I'll explain what I mean by the college, and then a print of a painting that I did a couple of years ago. Great. So following and fishing, can we listen to these words? And there might be words that you know so well, but let's listen to them afresh. They're the calling of the first friends of Jesus, but I want to dare to say over you this morning the words for you. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he says. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked by beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I'll send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he'd gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. So I want to encourage you this morning and bring some hope to you that call to follow a fish is for us. It's not just an ancient story of Jesus calling his first mates to follow him. It's our story. It's what we've got. So that's where we're going. But before I do, a little bit more about me. Jane, keep going with the slides. Come on. There we are, the Light College. I'd love to introduce Martin to you. Martin is a student from the Light College. He's training. And Martin, would you come and, no pressure, obviously I co-lead this college, so just share a little bit about what you're doing. Are you happy to go?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so I was studying theology last year. I was walked over to the Light College with Chris. I bought a print of him. It's very... Yeah, just be careful if you buy a print. And I applied for college, got accepted, and what's really great is I'm getting training in theology, but I'm then putting it into practice. And I absolutely love the fact that you can learn and be practical about it at the same time.
And Martin, what's been your favourite thing so far at college?
Well, I have to say, and Chris, you haven't paid me to say this, but... Chris is an artist, and one of the modules I did was creative arts and media. and he encouraged me to go way out of my comfort zone. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that particular module. I even made a video and put it up on YouTube, which I can't believe I did. But Chris encouraged me, inspired me, and enabled me to do that.
And he did that so well. People got what it meant to be a follower of Jesus with what you did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was really cool.
That's wonderful. Martin, practically, what are you doing to kind of put in practice what you learned?
Yeah, so I'm volunteering at the Lighthouse Cafe every Tuesday, where we can serve people, but also come alongside people, listen to people, make friends, and where possible, talk about why we have that faith.
So
And it's amongst a group of people, like-minded people, which makes it really good.
Yeah, Martin, thank you so much. Can we give Martin a round of applause? It's been such a joy to journey with Martin, a co-worker in Christ at the Light College. We don't particularly have staff and students. We're in this together, and we're practitioners and letting others in on what we've got as followers of Jesus. You know, I'm finding that people simply haven't got a clue what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And the more that I share and encourage people to think, what does it mean to follow him? And as people get it, that's our passion at the college, is that good news needs to be understood as good news, otherwise it's no news, which is bad news. So we long for people to connect with this life-giving goodness of the Lord Jesus, and for people to know that he loves them and he knows them. Thank you, Martin. Next slide, Jenny. I'm an author, I've written a number of books. I haven't brought them along, so this isn't a big book sale. But you can find them online. And next slide, Martin mentioned being an artist, and you can find my work online as well. And this year's theme is It's a New Day, and I've done loads of paintings on dawn scenes. And I've written a novel a couple of years ago now called Philip, my hero, Philip the Evangelist. I think it's a wonderful story. But again, it's online too. If you would like to purchase a copy, that'd be great. And a couple of weeks ago, Ruth, my wife, and I launched an exhibition in Chester Cathedral. Thanks, Jenny. Next slide. There we are. Four paintings declaring it's a new day. And it's in 2022, we're touring five cathedrals with these paintings and exhibiting them. And simply say, have hope. Have hope. We believe in the one who brings a new day. Have hope for what has been, that he's with you and he's leading you. Have hope. So they're going to be in Peterborough in June for 6 weeks or so. I think that's going to be our nearest cathedral. So please do come and see these four paintings in the Peterborough Cathedral. Thanks, Jenny. Next slide. So, my conviction is this. Jesus calls us to be followers, not followers. And the temptation when we come out of trauma, and each one of us has been through a degree of trauma through the last couple of years, is to languish. It's a natural response through loss. Loss of community, loss of loved ones, loss of work, loss of income, loss of health. And naturally, we languish. Because it's a safe place to be, to step back and protect ourselves. But what I'm finding from the Lord Jesus is actually, will I follow? Will I follow him? Will I be willing to go so far for him, not sofa for him? See, we had a new sofa at the beginning of lockdown. Brand new, but it looks like an old one now. Okay, we got it from IKEA. Yeah. But there's a definite bum print where I've been sitting on the sofa and doing Zoom meetings after Zoom meetings and teaching after teaching and not really going anywhere because I haven't been able to. So the challenge that I'm finding in this season, for this year, is will I follow Jesus, even when I don't want to? will I do things for him, even with my heart pounding and I have to dig deep and to get out and follow the Lord Jesus. Next slide, please. So there are four words of encouragement I want to bring to you this morning. I hope will encourage you. I don't want to beat you over the brow as an evangelist to say, why are you doing evangelism? That doesn't work. I want to encourage you to hear the word from the Lord Jesus, that it is him who calls you to follow. So the first encouragement is this. The call to follow, it comes first. Follow and. This is good news. We're called to follow the most beautiful, loving, holy, powerful, kind, compassionate man who has ever lived, who will ever live, who lives now for you and for me. We're called to follow him. The most generous, the one who calls us on an adventure. There's no one better than Jesus to follow. And everyone needs to know that. He calls, come follow me. And I'm so grateful that that call is to call up in a child. That adventure, and that's why I've given you this print, the adventure into the unknown. If you don't know where you're going, that's okay. Jesus has got you. He's called you. He says, come follow. Follow me. There's a confidence in following Jesus that on the adventure, it means that we get to go and tell others. When we do the shopping, or we pray for the people in Sandy who serve us and are there for us. And whatever we're doing, it's that, can I tell you something, adventure. When you follow in the slipstream of Jesus. You know, there are dangers of fishing before following. And I see it all the time. I really do. We become reliant on that new thing, that methodology. That, I'll just take that off the bookshelf because that's something that could work. But following means we're reliant on following Jesus. Not, this is the next thing. This is the program. This is the way. And I meet so many bored Baptists. I really do. Who've become stuck because it didn't work. So they conclude that it's not for them. Following and fishing for people, letting others know, no, it's not mine, it's not my job. That's Martin's job, he's training. That might be Val's job. That might be Jenny's job, but not me. Because it didn't work. Trying it. The adventure to follow comes first. I wonder this morning, are you a bit stuck? Have you tried it and it hasn't really worked? Would you become unstuck? You know, when we just focus on the fishing, it can become heartless as well. It can be, right, I've got a message, here you go. And that love, that compassion for those around us doesn't flow because we're about the fishing. But the Jesus loves this person so much in front of me, and I want to just give what he's got for them. And we do become human doings rather than human beings, and that's just who? When we're human doings, the following, the devotion, the love for Jesus needs to become first. And that's why the most famous verse in the Bible on evangelism starts with heart devotion and ends with heart attitude. 1 Peter 3:15, the most famous verse ever. Do you know what it is when it comes to evangelism? Anyone?
Set heart Jesus as Lord in your heart. It's the first
thing. That is the first thing.
Be prepared to give an account of the reason of the hope that you have in
you. Brilliant, yeah.
Yet with gentleness and respect.
That's beautiful, Martin. What an amazing
amazing student, I must say that.
I'm not craving this, right?
But so many people focus on that middle bit. Always be prepared to give the reason for the hope that you've got. And we're like, okay, I'm ready. No one's asking me. So what? I'm ready. That's not my fault, eh?
I'm ready to give the reason for the hope that I've got, but
it's when we have that heart devotion, that following first, that love for Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And I want others to love him. And if I don't love Jesus, if it doesn't flow out of a love for him, worship for him, then people aren't going to care. So I follow him first. That's why I'm here this morning. When I got the invitation, when Beth said, oh, I'm looking for... I prayed and said, Lord, do you want me to... Yeah, okay, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. I'll come here. That's why I brought Val and Martin along this morning, because I've prayed and I said to Martin, would you come along? Please, that'd be great. Great for you to meet the church here. But the love needs to come first, that following first, and then the heart attitude, and do that with gentleness and respect. Thanks, Jim. So I wonder, where does Jesus venture to in Sandy or in your community, wherever you live? Where does he venture to? Where does he say, hey, come follow me? I could talk all day, I won't, but I could talk all day of the places that I've ended up that I think, hang on, should a Baptist minister be in here? The tattoo parlours, the piercing parlours, the vape shops, the gambling places, you know, and I think, should I be here? But I follow Jesus, and then I meet someone, and then I pray with someone, and then I see miracles happen in pubs and places where we think, hang on, should God be doing what he's doing in here? Well, I'm following him. For 10 years, I would go to Wetherspoons on a Friday morning regularly, and I would paint for people. And I've painted hundreds, and I'm not stretching the evangelistic truth here. I've painted hundreds of paintings for people. And I've introduced people to the Lord Jesus. Where is he asking you to go? Come on in. Oh. I get to serve as chaplain on the island of Barty once a year. Sometimes I go for 3 weeks times a year. Barty's off the Clyn Peninsula of North Wales. Beautiful place. It has no electricity. It has no flow, like running water. You have to sterilise the water. It has no toilets. But the thing that really gets people... you know, pooing in a bucket, people are happy with that. Wi-Fi, it has no Wi-Fi! And that's what really disturbs people. It really is off-grid. And I was in the cafe on Bartley. If you could do the next slide for me, Tony. Thank you. Where I sit and I paint for people. It's coming.
No, it's not.
And there I am, first proper day, Sunday morning. And I'm painting for people, and it's busy. Some day visitors have come along to the cafe. I'm sitting on a picnic bench, and I'm talking with a guy, and he looks at me and goes, right, so you're the chaplain? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I don't mean to be rude, but what are you doing here? And he looks at his watch Sunday morning. Shouldn't you be in the chapel? I was like, mate, if I was in the chapel, I wouldn't have met you, would I? He goes, no, you're right. I wouldn't go to the chapel. I said, that's why I'm here. And last time that I got to serve as chaplain on this island, not only did I follow Jesus to the picnic benches, but I also advertised something that I've never done before. I've been doing this for years, first time. Come to a meditation and healing service. And that was Sunday evening. We'd meditate on some scripture, and I was going to offer healing. Well, a couple came up. And afterwards, the lady said, I don't usually come to things like this. But I came along because I saw that you were advertising healing, and I have long COVID. And she poured out her story, heartache, of suffering with long COVID. Now this lady, 2 years previous to coming to this service, had walked Land's End to John O'Groats. She now couldn't walk to her co-op, 400 metres down the road. So she was suffering, she had a fuzzy brain. She couldn't think straight. She was aching. She had lost taste. She was exhausted. She could not walk. And my heart went out to this woman. I said to her husband, could I please hold your wife's hand? It was a bit strange, I must admit. And also, it was still with the measures, so I used a bit of hand gel. Can I hold your wife's hand? And he said, yeah. And she was like, yeah, of course. Can I pray for you? Yeah, of course. So I stood and I dared to pray for healing for this woman. Just come along. Healing. And I met up with them a couple of times at the picnic benches. We had coffee. We prayed once more. 2 weeks later, I get an email from them. So we just wanted to leave it a couple of weeks because we need to let you know that every symptom that I've suffered with non-COVID has been healed. But we wanted to wait 2 weeks to make sure. So thank you for praying, we said. We believe that God is now with us. Follow Jesus to do that. This wasn't my bright idea. What is Jesus asking you to do for your neighbours? For those that you've just seen? Perhaps he's asking you to offer to pray, to give a gift, to ask how are you, and to listen. Second encouragement is this. Next slide. Thank you. He makes in us the ability to do this. So following comes first. Secondly, he makes. Verse 17 is fascinating in this scripture. It's really got me. Because we read here, come follow me, Jesus. I will send you out to fish for people. Other versions of the Bible, Jenny, if you can click on next one. Other versions of the Bible say, I will show you how to fish for people. The NRSV says this, follow me and I will make you fish for people. The Passion Translation says, come follow me and I will transform you into fishers of men instead of fish. Good news says, Jesus said to them, come with me and I will teach you to catch for people. But that word, make, teach, I'll show, I will transform in you. That making, it isn't a, you better, otherwise I'll get you. It's not a, hey, if you don't, I'm going to be really disappointed in you. That making is his work in us. That he transforms up in us. It's not down to me. I'm so grateful for that. Because I want to be honest with you, half the time, I cannot be bothered. And he makes in us. So he makes in me that desire, that longing to see people become followers of Jesus like me. Next slide, please, Jenny. You see, when Jesus makes stuff, it is good. You just have to read Hebrews 1, Colossians 1, John 1. Through him, all things are made. He made the entire cosmos. It's big. It's good. Through him, Jesus makes. He creates. It's good. It's big. And he does that in you and in me. Do you know that? That his life in us wants to make in us that ability to see those in Sandy have what we've got. to follow him, to know that there is hope. Third, this is a third encouragement. It's the right time to do this. Jesus declares right at the start, his cousin has been put in prison. You know, his temptation could be to languish there. Whoa, John's been put in prison. It's not looking good. He's proclaimed that one greater than he is coming. Here I am. But he proclaims this, the time has come. Well, if that was then, what about now? We're right in that time has come, right? It's not, let's wait for a rainy day. It's not, I'll put my efforts into next year when I retire, or next year when I... It's now. The time's now. It's today. And Jesus wants us to live in that today's the day time. Every person who comes to our door, what opportunity? How can I bless them? How can I just say, hey, you need to know you're loved by God? How can I, every taxi driver that I sit next to, get in a lift somewhere? What opportunity? I sat with a guy on the way to the station, and I must admit, I got in thinking, £17.50. It's a lot of money. It's recently gone. £17.50. So I sat down, and then I turned to him, and straight away, I had this thought, I need to ask him a question. So we travel for a mile or two, and I say, mate, can I ask you a question? He goes, yeah, what's that? What are your dreams? What's your vision? He goes, oh, it's funny you ask me that. Because, and he just pours out his hopes, what he wants to do, his vision. He's a man who's got, like, he's got an idea for a business. He loves cars. He knows how to do up cars. He's got a vision. And he says, why did you ask me that question? I said, well, I need you to know something. Believe in a God who knows you inside and out, and he loves you. And I believe that he wanted me to ask you that question, because what he's given you, vision, is from him. We get to the station, I pay my card, gives a receipt, I put the receipt in my wallet, and there's a tenner in there. And I feel the Lord says, give him that tenner. Which was like for a nice cup of coffee later and perhaps a biscuit. You know, it's like. And I go, mate, this is for you. You can't give me that! I think he knows how expensive the journey is as well. You can't give me that! I said, no, this is a symbol. This is a symbol that I believe God has given me vision. This is for your business to come. And he holds it and he wells up and goes, you know what? I'm not going to spend this. I'm going to keep it as a reminder. But yeah, do that. That's a great reminder. But I believe that Jesus made in me, you know, that opportunity, because that opportunity is now. Even when I just can't be bothered. It's today. Who is it who will come to the door? Who is it that you'll see on your way home that you can... Just give something, some word of hope, a reminder, I'm praying for you, what you're going through. Lastly, I want to tell you that we are not the hired help. You might feel it. We're the trusted friends. We're not the hired help. So at the end of the story, you've got the first friends of the Lord Jesus following him. And it says this. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Why didn't Jesus just say to the hired guys, hey, Zebedee's paying me to do that, what's your rate? £5 an hour. Eight, follow me, eight. Come on, I'll pay eight. Let's go change this world. I'll pay you. He doesn't call us into that kind of relationship. He calls us into a friendship. To follow him. We're not the hired help. A question that I keep coming back to is, would I do what I do if I wasn't paid to do it? But I still do this. The answer is yes. It really is. I know I work bivocationally, so I support what I do as an artist, to be an evangelist. But would I still do what I do if I didn't have that role? I'm a friend of the Lord Jesus, who loves me. He loves me. And he loves you. Do you know that? Calls you to come and join him, changing this town for him. So chosen does mean we are preferred for a purpose. Chooses us for a purpose. We've got a job for you to do. We've got something wonderful for you to pass on. He wants to use you. Let me finish by just reading a poem that I wrote called Brave. Because I do recognise that what I'm sharing, your heart might be racing thinking, I'm not going to do that. But he wants us to be people who are brave. So I don't want to behave. I'm tired. I'm sick of stingy conforming, performing inside, but outside, spirit is pouring. I want to be a child who is brave. I don't want to behave to blend in, now in with the crowd. It's the rooftops I'm called to announce aloud. I long to be a dancer who is brave. I don't want to behave to hide away, with nothing to say, to border, mud-stuck mind I shall. Go away! I long to be a follower of the brave. I don't want to behave to tight-fisted heartedness, away from generous bliss, to go kingdom-stretching. It is this that I am wooed to do, to be a soldier who is brave. I don't want to behave. I will be brave. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come and inspire us with those words the Lord Jesus, however we think, whatever we feel we've got, would you show us that you call us to follow the Lord Jesus? Would you show us that it is you who make in us the ability to see others become followers too? Come, Holy Spirit, show us that today, now is the time. Not to keep it for tomorrow. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us that we are friends of the living God. We are called by him and we are loved by him. In Jesus' name. Mentioned praying for someone for healing. And if you would like prayer for healing, I'd be delighted to pray for you. I love praying for people. Believe in miracles. If you would like prayer, please do. Two thoughts I had as we were worshipping. Well, one thought now is prayer for lower right hand back pain. But if you've got lower right hand back pain, I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to ask Jesus to heal you. And the other is a right foot. If you've got a painful right foot, I'd love to pray for healing for you for that as well. But if it's other things, then please do come up and ask me to pray for you. I'd love to do that. Bless you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chris. That's an amazing encouragement to see your passion, your enthusiasm, your love just pouring out. It's a challenge for me, and I don't know about you.
Thanks.
To conclude our time of worship by standing and singing together, I the Lord see and spoke.